your what should we call it? Lord Harry.
Oh, I'm so tired. Oh yeah, Maura says she went into your shop to have her watch strap changed. No, and they put it on back to front, and so she keeps on putting her watch on upside down. She says, and I was feeling dead sick, and then I realised it was the stupid cow at the shop.
Oh, tell her to.
It's broken as well.
What?
The little bit which you stick the.
Tell her to bring it in. She's got to just.
Probably hasn't.
Is it my problem anymore from tomorrow?
Mm.
Well, from Monday, isn't it?
They bought you a farewell present, so they think it's just temporary.
They don't know I'm going.
Don't they?
I'll find out tomorrow.
What's Peter? Well, when did you find out?
I knew I was going
to Stafford in a few days. Well, he's been like within a fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you listen what I found out.
Says they're thinking of investing in a deep fat fryer.
Oh yeah.
Quite.
Jasmine's got one borrow this, so he'd like to.
Oh, that's a good idea, Tom.
Jasmine's got a deep fat fryer. Let me borrow that first. Yeah, I'd like.
She doesn't want to lend me.
Oh, she
doesn't
use the damn thing.
What kind of sausages are these?
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. It's bread. Looks like that opens a nice clothes shop there.
Yes, it looks very nice.
Have you got some trousers?
Yeah, I'm just
for she really needs this, doesn't she? Vivian's coming this weekend.
Is she?
That chap in there is very good as well.
What's happened was
I rung.
Sorry.
What's happened? Matthew's saying around.
Well, Aurora, Mrs. She said, well, she would do them, but Vivian was coming and Dave, so she'd rather not do them. So I thought, oh, Brenda, I said, Aurora, Mrs. She said she would do them, but she felt absolutely terrified at the prospect because she hadn't done anything she would ever say, like, Jerry no longer had trousers with turtle.
Now he's a big boy.
She would worry about them. I mean, she would do them, but she would worry. So I thought, well, I can't really know. I know how she'd do them. It's like, yes, it's working for us. So I said, she went got right back to us. He'd be staying because I went to Margaret's funeral. Margaret's funeral. Mm. Derek Craig.
Mm.
Craig. How's Elizabeth? And I said, she's all right. Was it the ordeal that she thought it was going to be? And I said, worse. And he said, oh, dear.
And what do you say then?
He laughed.
So CS was so Rachel yesterday, talking to Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying about the funeral, she said that it was like, it was quite bad in the car because we were like, Ross, we were like laughing and joking and things like that.
Oh, Stephen's told his mum.
Oh dear, what's she say? What do you say?
Well, apparently she says, how's Elizabeth and he said, well, or something about you and Elizabeth and he says, oh, it's not, and that told her. And he said she was getting dead pathetic and saying, who finished with who? Why did you finish and all this? And he said he just didn't.
Did he tell her that you finished with him?
Who knows? Didn't ask. I did tell him, but I can't remember.
Well, it should be a girl, Wendell, for sure. You always say hello, do you?
Mm.
Did you ask him if he'd tap if he'd told his mum, or did you just volunteer it?
No, I asked him.
Is he okay?
Pardon?
Are you okay?
Oh yeah, he's on top of the world.
Well, I've got somebody called Kev. I think he's four Capri at least once a week. You go watch him in his major drinking.
Yeah.
So, you don't know what time he's starting, do you?
I've got here for tomorrow.
Who told you today?
Pass me the doctor.
Not really fine.
His chips are slightly thick, Dad.
Nice.
Well, you could stop the dough with here.
You've got to preserve the succulence of the potatoes here. Why is it?
This thing called the happy medium, Dad.
That's what
you've got to find out the train time just in case the weather turns.
Yeah,
me too. Can you use the car?
The main part would be alright because we'd be travelling down the A34, which is
good anyway.
In actual fact, that car of his being light, I mean, in front of the driver, I'd probably be able, and being large wheels, I'd probably be better served for getting out of difficult situations than the other cars.
Oh, guess what? Morris got a Citroen. Yeah.
What have we got?
Burgundy and cream one.
What, 2CV?
Mm-hmm.
What two does it belong to?
I don't know, it belongs to your mum and dad. And mum, probably.
It looks odd. Knock him on that little bit of a face, wouldn't he? Well, I'd love to, if I could afford it, I would love to bought a brand new one.
Well, perhaps you'll have to start the actual menu.
It's going to make me more do, so.
Yeah. Oh.
Dad likes one, doesn't he, Dad?
What? Running around locally and having cheap motor now. Certainly be considered, you know.
The slow down, you've got four people on the full load, but.
Well, escort slows down when there's four people in the full load.
Exactly.
Too thick and I've gone again.
I've supposed
the ship's starving. It's because we've had to wait for you, Matthew. I was quite hungry, but the feeling's gone off.
Yeah,
do you like dwarf stuffing?
You made an effort.
I know. It's not joking. So did I. I opened the beans, cut them, wiped and cut the mushrooms up, did the sausages. Set the table, which was unset, so I set it again.
I'm going to make some carbonara tonight. Do you want to try some?
Yeah. What's on it?
Ham. And.
We've got some ham, haven't we? Or would you?
He's got the bacon actually.
And
nice
spaghetti, cream, Parmesan cheese.
Cheese, eggs.
You know the one which Mum had?
Oh, the cream
spaghetti one.
Garlic.
Oh, Louise absolutely reeks of garlic this morning. Louise.
She said it to you.
No, she doesn't know yet. Well, she'll know by now because Nessa's probably told half the college.
She doesn't know.
Vanessa
Coco? Yeah. So what happens when you going to have the lesson, were you?
Well, I was already in, and he came in, and just, I was here, Louise was there, and he came in that way, and he sat down next to Louise, and I said, how are you? I said, I'm okay. You look good, or something. And then, that was it, really.
Chatted to Louise, did he?
Yeah. Well, I broke the habit of a lifetime, eh?
Maybe didn't you go out with?
Maybe. I would speak to Malaysia a bit later. We had yeah, and then I saw him at break.
So he could, when he came in, he could have gone round that way and talked to you, or gone round that way and talked to Louise.
I suppose so. It's a bit awkward. I don't really know how to act.
So again, like Louise's tie's down.
Oh, she stunk. She really
did. She's been ruining a lot.
You know, when Grandma says it gets in the pores, it does.
Garlic, but not in massive quantities. But people look at it like it's raw garlic.
Remember, she did go through that phase. Asked Catherine told her when she met Mary. Yes, she asked, didn't she?
Mary.
Yeah, I'll try there.
After Grandad's funeral, Mary at least came to the funeral, you see. She went up to Catherine and she was always sitting with Auntie Jenny and said, I don't know you, see.
Don't
you,
yeah.
Well, Auntie Jenny said, I'm like sister. And Mrs. said, this is Mrs. Friend and
my adopted granny.
And Mrs. said, I know who you are. It turned out, just because at one point, Derek and his church had been at Kirkby. And it turned out that Mary was a big friend of Mrs. Beats. You know, Christy, you know Mrs. Nephew Peter?
Vaguely. He's got the horrible children.
No, they haven't. Well, his wife, Christy, is...
No, that's just Chanel.
His wife is a big friend of Mary. And it turns out that one of Mary's daughters and one of Christy's, they're at the same college or something, they're big friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
Revolting.
Oh, it's alright.
I like the bit of that cookie chip.
I'm going off chips and sausage, not type of
thing.
We don't have much of it, do we?
No, I understand I'm going off it a bit. It's a bit too fatty for me.
It's a bit too fatty for me, actually. Oh, I don't think we should rethink the deep fat fry.
I think we should have a healthier lifestyle.
Well, if you just actually enjoy it, then you want to stop it, do you? I don't know.
It looks revolting, like it's a mess.
Will you bring me another knife and so I can have an apple?
Thanks.
Wash me one of those bone
they bone?
Well,
plastic.
Plastic bones.
Did you have that when you were married?
I
do, that's why I had an apple.
Did you see Fly a Lolly last night?
No.
Never had a lesson,
you know. Don't watch it, Matthew.
Oh, Monica.
Find the prophet bong and sat on wall. And
oh, yes, that was.
I didn't see that one.
Well, they had this young lad came. Stephen Fry was playing the part of the...
Is that the hippie?
No.
Sorry.
He asks you something and then when he starts... So he was playing the father, you see, and he asks his son to come into the study and he said that you do realise, and Hugh Laurie is the son, and he's, you do realise that you were adopted, and he said, yes, he did, and he said, something about a penknife, wasn't it? And
this is a talisman of Ramthar and things
like this. So he went to all through this, you see, you're to go to Saffron Walden and then you're supposed to make friends and all this sort of. And he went through all this for about 5 minutes. And
the wise man of the prophet Kish.
So he goes out and the wife comes in and she says, how did he take it? He goes, oh, all right, I think.
And I think it worked. We got rid of the light.
Oh, no, I think it worked. He said, let the light, a little sod go on.
Can I pick your apple, please? Not as a whole. I saw the bit where it's got like that bloke and it's I'm homeless because I smoked pot once or something or marijuana once and I got first time I tried it I got busted or something.
And
the church shunned my family.
Yes. There's been a large family on that trip for a week down in Ethiopia. You know there's another famine in Ethiopia and they reckon it's going to kill even more than the one in 1984, don't they? Do you know about all this in EVS the other day? And apparently, from the pictures on the TV at the time, everyone thought it was the whole of Ethiopia that was starving, and it was only actually 25% of the population. Because some of the areas are quite prosperous and they've got good farming land.
McDonald's have got the cows on there.
No, that's the rainforest. Put on all these pictures of like Ethiopia, like the prosperous part.
Yes, but the 25% that they showed was pretty horrific.
Yeah, it was, and that. But it was just saying it's not like that. And what they, you see, some people are trying to get the opinions of Ethiopia changed because like everyone seems to pity them and. Really, they should accept them and try and help them, but try and help them on like equal terms.
Well, I mean, there's a Sudan, another part of Africa, and certainly Bangladesh, where they've got horrendous problems, which are equally as bad.
Oh God.
Do you know if you watch Coronation Street, that love it, son? Glad you've got
the evening mapped out, as far as Matthew. I'm used to about Ratner.
Well, he hasn't. I mean, all he's done is just stepped aside.
Well,
say he's sick from the city to add respectability.
But you know, the media at the time, you know, there was a picture at the time of a baby who was starving and screaming. Mm. Well, they showed a wider picture of the actual picture, and apparently the photographers. Had taken the baby away from its mother and placed it in the middle of the desert. And there's a picture of them with the baby and all these photographers photographing it.
Sounds a bit like a Damien actor.
Yeah, I think Comer and Duncan. Oh,
I'm going to be slandered by a Comer and Duncan.
Well, you get a dozen prisoners sort of walk around this.
When was that Wednesday?
No, bottom, that's a particularly dirty word. Frying moment.
Oh God, he's going to be quoting Fran Lowe for the next 10 weeks like he did with Ben Alton.
My grandma's watch.
Yeah. I put thank you, Charlotte. The other strap was too dark for me.
Too tight across the shoulders, wasn't it, Matthew?
Yeah. I'm allowed to strap some.
like
you never fucked up, but it's too tight across your shoulders. Can I have it?
You can get on for 12 quid.
Can't be bothered to buy anything.
Can't you hear me? I
owe you £30. Mm-hmm. You said you didn't want it.
Oh,
at the time. Do you know what though? I need to get some of the money for the South Devon trip in. Soon.
I didn't say I didn't want it.
I know, so I mean. So,
I
could always. February.
There.
Visiting nuclear power stations and
that's interesting.
And sewage works and things.
County gubbies.
We did that once when I was.
County gubbies.
Yeah. Did anyone fall in?
Yeah. Well, it was when I went to this. We were doing something with maths when I was at school, and they were trying to find out where the local rates, where the money was spent on local rates, and one of the projects.
And we're gonna go, but I've paid the deposit, so.
It could be a case of. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I went to the kitchen. You can go cat me job with the kids.
But like, if you like, I can pay the £30, and then that'll make us equal.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, if you've made a big parcel of them, though.
Don't tell us if you don't want
it. No, not better in carbonara, do you?
No, that's the one I just dump it tomorrow.
No, I just put some more milk in it because it's good.
This costs a fortune. How much is it a pound?
Probably about £4.
£6 on a pound.
This is crazy.
Were you on away from work with the flu the week before we don't die?
No, it came on it was coming on while the day he died and I went into work.
Mm.
And it was coming on then, but I didn't think anything of it because I hadn't had anything to eat all day.
Mm.
And I was upset and I thought it was just that, but no, it was about 2 weeks before that I went down with it. Has that one got a hole in it?
Is that going to be no good?
To be careful, it hasn't gone off.
Cut that one open.
What's this for? It smells horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's water out. It needs parsley, you see. I haven't got any. I couldn't get any fresh parsley, so I thought that might just give it a bit of colour. But I've got dried parsley, if you'd rather use that.
Can you chop it up?
I thought I had done. Put dried parsley in there.
What do I want in here? Oh, it's a little thing to crack into.
You want to separate the whites and the yolks or anything,
haven't you? Oil, blah, blah, blah. Beat the eggs with the cheese. Doesn't say anything about it being separate. No. Oops. Well, it's because you'll be expecting it to be like cooling.
No cream in that, isn't it? It's very creamy, the Capri one, isn't it?
Butter, no. So much have you had to buy of the cheese?
Five ounces. Makes me realise what Brenda's sacrifice Brenda Eisen was making.
Smells alright.
That's fine.
telling the girls today.
The cheese has got to go in there as well.
Well, no, just to make sure they haven't gone
well,
off.
Well, that's gone off, then you just...
Well, it hasn't, but
no,
if
well,
that one's gone off...
Yeah, so you put... That one's all right, so you put it in there. Okay. Then you do another one and put that in there. Heat the oil and fry the onion and garlic until soft but not browned. Add the butter and bacon and fry until crisp. Add the wine, rinse the bun and simmer until the wine is evaporated. Meanwhile... Cook the spaghetti in boiling salt water until it just
smells right, doesn't it?
Then drain the rice in hot water. Beat the eggs with the cheese and the parsley and season to taste with salt and pepper. Toss the spaghetti. So I could actually start and do the baking mixture, couldn't I?
Yeah.
A fair amount of palms in there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's only a small piece, you know. And droopy again.
No, I'm tired.
Oh, right. So do you
say that? Does the tray?
That's already through there waiting to be set because your dad was using the table. Matthew's give it, that's another £1.50, isn't it? Give it to Mrs. for the, but don't tell me if I got him, yeah.
Give to Mrs. for the,
yeah, well, he said, can you get me 3 walnut whips for Mrs. and then I'll give you the money. Well, there's not any walnut whips, I'm saying, she's so bored, so maybe he suggested to me.
Heat the oil and fry the onion and garlic until soft but not browned. Add butter, bacon and fry until crisp.
So I've got to fry the bacon until it's what?
Crisp. You've got to add the butter and the bacon and then fry it until crisp.
Well, how am I going to manage to get the bacon crisp without getting the onions brown?
Well, it says add, so presumably you just have it on low heat, doesn't it?
think you'll find the bacon will cook brown more quickly than the onions.
That's about an ounce, isn't it? That's on. Ready for the spaghetti. You can start on it, you should have to line
that. Oh.
Awfully sweet of it, isn't it?
I'm sure Dick's bacon isn't brown.
It's not.
It's a crisp one.
It's not.
Well, crispy this one, then I'll just cook it.
Well, Dick, what do I remember about all the they originally peasant dishes, you know, I mean, they just.
Well, Dad being a peasant would make sure.
She has sent off some money to the help the aged, don't you know?
Have you?
Yeah.
They sent this thing through. Cost £12 in a third world country. To have a cataract operation. Mm-hmm. And they sent this piece of plastic thing and she went through. It's the same effect as somebody who's got a cataract.
Where is it?
It's been sent off now.
And which bin?
In the living room.
In the living room?
No, in the dining room.
Oh, can I go?
I have two men.
It won't probably make any difference to you, you're so blind. Chan, come on, can you just go outside?
Sling her out of
it. There you go. Jenny? She's gone out of the room free will.
£12.
You can't do this really until he comes in. You better not go to
Charles again. Tell him if he asks.
Big Amies.
Did it taste all right?
Yeah. Vic sometimes puts mushrooms in his as well, doesn't he?
Oh.
Not always.
Could have done. Shall I say a couple
of them? Well, he doesn't always put them
in. Well, no, go by the recipe the way he did, love, and then make sure that works, and then you know, see it.
So much for creative cookery.
There's no liquid in here to stop
probably why you have to have the extra butter. Oh dear, my eyes.
When I think the dessert needs a drop, you can always pour a drop in, can't you?
Remember, I said it needed something, but I can't remember what she said.
I'll phone up and ask if you like.
No, it's fine.
I'll go upstairs then.
Have you tidied your room for a bit?
Sort of.